Hey everybody, it is July 9th, and believe it or not, I'm living up to what I said I was going to do in giving you guys some content during the summer. Yesterday I was lucky enough to sit down in the office with Hannah and Molly Sims and talk to them a little bit about their first year here at Trevecca, making the transition from Arizona over here to the South, and what that was like for them and what they're looking forward to in the coming year. It was a great conversation, inviting everybody in on it. Let's jump in and track a couple Trojans. All right, so we are here, as promised, with actual Trojan athletes, talking to them this summer, here with Hannah and Molly Sims. What's up, guys?
Hello.
How's the summer going?
It's going. We're staying busy.
Yeah?
Yep. Putting some work in.
Awesome. Well, as many of you guys know, Hannah and Molly came to us from Arizona last year and just wrapped up their first season of competition as Trevecca Trojans, and I think it went pretty well. I think they would agree, but I'll let them tell you about it. We'll start with Hannah. Hannah, you had just gotten done playing a couple years of JUCO basketball, had stepped away from track for a little bit, and then you returned this year to compete in the multi, jump back into high jump. What was that like, and kind of what spurred that decision to go from playing basketball to transitioning back to track?
Yeah, so after playing basketball, I was kind of wanting to go down a new road, and I think volunteering to coach for my sister Molly's high school, volunteer coaching for track there, really reminded me how much I love the sport and really how much like I've missed it. And I knew it was something that if I got involved in again, just how much more happy I'd be. And you know, Trevecca was the perfect place for me, honestly, because I wanted one to leave Arizona and just kind of venture out on into something new. And also, I got to grow in my faith a lot more when I got here. So, and also doing track again made me realize how out of shape I was playing basketball. Track whipped me into some really good shape, and I deeply appreciate that. And I just know I still have a long way to go, and I'm really looking forward to the new year coming.
Awesome. Now, Molly, you came straight out of high school. Part of the story is you contacted me about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks after Hannah contacted me. So you came straight out of high school. What was it like making that transition from high school track to college track, and not just that transition, but for at least this past year, you were a multi-event athlete. What was it like to compete in the multi and just make that jump from high school to college?
Well, making the jump from high school to college was actually something that I don't know if I would have done without Hannah. She kind of gave me a good kick in the butt to come over here with her, because I didn't have a really big plan going into like the last week of high school. Honestly, like right before graduation was when we were talking on the phone. And so coming over here with Hannah was a really big decision and got me kind of excited and worked up and hyped to get into the season. And, you know, going into college track as a multi-athlete was a little nerve-wracking, because it was like, all right, you're going to go from doing 2 to 3 events from about 7. I was like, whew, all right, this is going to be a fun preseason.
Not to mention the good old 800.
We're not going to talk about that. Feel free to not go into past podcasts. Don't look at my time. We're not going to talk about it. But honestly, it was fun, because I think Hannah and I can agree that throughout high school and throughout our whole career in general in track and field, we were kind of asked to just try events and get points and like just try different things to get points for high school. And so being able to adapt and try new events and like being in the multi and just trying to get as many points as you can was something we were already familiar with. And so going into college and having that familiarity was something that I think was really good for us and pushed us.
Awesome. So now, it's not like you guys chose a place close to home.
No.
You guys came from Yuma, Arizona.
27-hour drive, in case you're curious.
Well, now we know. 27-hour drive. What about Nashville? What about Trevecca? You know, why here? Of, you know, even places that were probably closer on the West Coast. You know, you're in the dead humidity of summer at this point, so now you're either deciding you made a great decision or rethinking it at this point. Kind of what, you know, obviously, Hannah, you reached out first. You know, we were talking last year. What about Nashville? What about this side of the country? And Trevecca kind of pulled you this way?
Yeah, I think trying something new was kind of the big push for me. And I saw Trevecca when I was first a senior in high school for basketball, but things didn't work out and I just ended up going to my JUCO. And it came back around literally like mid-March of my senior year, of my sophomore year of JUCO. Pretty late in the recruiting season, honestly. And kind of just my last-ditch effort. And like, I mean, Nashville, what's not to love about Nashville? The idea of Nashville, country music, Christianity. Like, I was just, like, something I just really fell in love with before even getting there. And I think the idea of not only going somewhere new and just far away from home, but also with my sister, I think brought, like, both comfort but also excitement. Definitely from our parents. Our parents definitely were more comfortable.
Just going across country together.
Going together. So, but we absolutely love Nashville. From the moment we stepped foot here to now, like, my love for it has not changed. It's such a great city. Yeah. Such a great campus. Like, amazing people here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think your parents spend as much time here as you do now. Yeah, have a place here, like, the whole nine yards. Know, like,
exactly. Put some roots down.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Nashville, definitely a good place. I'm not so sure about the country music scene, like you guys are, but I'm glad you get your fix on that one.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, not only just came together, but y'all roomed together. Did that work out? Did we survive the year?
Yeah, you know what? It was us against kind of our sweet mates. Like,
yeah, honestly.
Like, we bonded together, and
as long as we're not taking each other's clothes, it's pretty, pretty good.
And keeping our spaces mildly clean.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Is one of you cleaner than the other?
I'm definitely more cleaner than Molly. Molly definitely doesn't like laundry.
I don't like laundry.
She doesn't like doing laundry.
Getting better.
She is getting better.
So, as you guys look to season two, I know, like, Molly, we've talked about kind of transitioning, maybe looking at the hammer, looking at the jab. What do you think about that? I know you had, towards the end of the spring, you were kind of thinking, hey, you know, maybe we should start looking at this. I know with the jab, you squeaked your way into the points in our ever eventful final there at GMAC when everybody almost got into a brawl.
Hey.
You know, good times.
Listen to the man in purple, right?
Yeah, the man in purple. So are you excited thinking about that?
I am really excited thinking about it. Going into the end of last season, being in a multi and having to spread out the attention I was putting on events, it was a little scary for me because I knew that if I had, like, put a lot of time in a javelin, that I could have, like, at least javelin and maybe hammer. I feel like I'm built pretty well to find some success in that. But, like, I was performing pretty well comparatively to other GMAC athletes, and I thought that, you know, maybe if I focused in on that path of throwing and putting more time and effort and focus on javelin especially, like, I could see a lot of improvements I haven't before. And so we talked about it a little bit, especially Selby and I talked about maybe just putting focus in on that instead of, like, a multi, because, honestly, my performance at conference wasn't what I wanted to see personally, and I still did pretty well compared to some of the other athletes I was facing. And so it was pretty comforting to know that my expectation for myself was lower than even, like, how I had performed, I guess. And so I just think there's a lot of unseen potential, and I think focusing in on it this season, I could kind of touch into that. So it's exciting to think about. I start to shake a little bit, like, I want to go throw something, you know? Like, I'm...
Yeah, no, and it definitely helped that a certain Dylan Brandon was always in my ear talking about how exclusively you needed to be throwing jab and throwing hammer, so he gets his wish this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah, looking at year two, what would you say are the biggest things you learned as far as competing in the multi as you're looking forward to doing it again? Like, what are the things that you are thinking about this off season that already, you know, on the van ride home from conference, you're like, okay, these are the things that I know I can get better in and I have to improve on. Well, we know the 800. We'll say that. But beyond that, like, what are some, like, takeaways that you had going into this next year?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest takeaways was, one, I hadn't, when I got in here, hadn't touched the track in 2 years. And coming here, I always have high expectations for myself, but I wanted to see how this season went and then really put that and, like, kind of gauge where I could go from there into the next season. Like, okay, this is what I need to do to put in the work. Let's up it up a notch for next season. So
seeing how I performed this season made me realize, like, okay, I need to be doing this and this and this. I don't need to be doing this. And I just need to put all this training I've been doing and dial it up 10 more notches. And honestly, it gets me so excited for next season because now that I know what I should be training and
which ones to focus on,
what to focus on, what the competition will be looking like for next season really gets me excited and really pushes me to be, like, better, way better than I did this season because I think I have a lot more potential than this season.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially in that 800. I'm dropping that 800.
Hey, sub 3, here it comes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Awesome. Well, sweet, I'm going to put you guys on the spot here.
Let's do it.
All right, you're gonna tell me what your favorite moment from the season was. It can be for yourself,
okay,
or the team. Obviously, we did the top 10 moments, which is pretty much me and 3 other people's contributions.
Yeah.
So, whoever wants to, whichever one of you want to go first, favorite moment. You can include indoor. I'll let you include indoor on this one.
Okay. Honestly, okay, I'm going to... So for the team wise, Cam winning conference,
that was in the 3, I still get chills.
In the 3K, like in the 3 steeple
chase. Oh, I still watch it. Oh my god. Like I pull it up, yeah.
I was, oh my god, I've never wanted to cry so much.
Yeah.
At a meet. I was amazing. Just so just the amount of happiness just knowing how much work that man's put to get where he was is just incredible. And to watch it all pay off, like it makes me like so excited, like I get motivated to just.
It's like we should watch it on the bus before we get out. Honestly, like, every meet, like watch the whole
like,
race.
That would hype me up for my events. Like if he can like give it his all, like he put 100 in every practice and everything, and it paid off in the end. And look, watching that makes me like motivated to give it all at my workouts, my training, and to just really like give it all in my competition. So that was. It was so amazing watching him win. Mm-hmm. Individually, I think that day where I first got the javelin record was just so fun. Like, just to feel it fly, I was like, oh, that's good. And then to see where it landed, I was like, oh, that's really good. Like, that's way better than I thought.
It's an addicting feeling.
Yeah, and then to see Molly top, like, get it above me.
That was a big day.
That was such an amazing day. Yeah. Like, oh, it was so good.
That was the first roads meet, right?
Yep,
we were, like,
first
messing
road
with the wind.
The wind was unreal.
That was a good time. It's you couldn't say it's the meet with the wind because that was like all the meets.
Yeah,
no with
kidding.
The wind.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks guys for sitting down and jumping on this, and best of luck with summer training, and we'll get rolling this fall.
Thank you, coach.
Thank you.
We're excited.
Yep.
Thank you for having us.
There you go, everyone. That was our chat with Hannah and Molly from yesterday. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope I can sit down with a few more people here in the coming weeks to give you guys some more stuff. But we really aren't that far away from cross-country previews, roster update podcast, schedule forecast for the fall and what we're looking at, some of the meets that we're heading to. Not to mention, we will probably bring on all of our coaches and do kind of a coaching roundtable, something that was recommended earlier in the spring that I think just needed more prep time. So we might do that here in the coming weeks as well. We have a huge announcement. We have chosen and our person has accepted the position that we were looking to add to our staff, waiting to make formal announcements here in the next couple weeks, but we are stoked about that. I believe this candidate was the best out of a group of numerous good-looking candidates, and we're really excited that they are coming to Trevecca to start this journey with us in the fall. So look for something on that coming up as well. Look for a few more episodes of Tracking the Trojans here in the next few weeks. Excited we got to do this one, and thanks once again to Hen and Molly. Everyone, take care.